What a play by Tony Walter.
Ian Desmond with his 15. Check swing roller. Check swing roller.
That was a rocket ship taking off.
This ball is long gone. Holbrook, Blackman, we're tied.
Tulowitzki. Colorado's the National League champion.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast on your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day, except for when my computer decides not to work. I am finally back and connected, you guys. Everything is working here. Microphones are actually recording. It's wonderful. I am so glad to be back. And guess what? Baseball's back. Mostly. We hope. We think it's back. There might be a little problem here or there. We'll talk about it. That's definitely going to come up at some point in this podcast. I actually had all these notes that I had been like writing down in my notebook through the last couple of weeks. So that, like, my computer hasn't been working, so I'm like, oh, I want to talk about this. Oh, I want to talk about that. And I was trying to keep it all on one page of paper. And normally I keep my like notes for the podcast, usually I do like digitally, just because I'll be on my phone and I can just like pull them up in notes on my computer. And that way I have them like either way, or whenever I think of something, it comes up, right? And I just put it in my phone real quick and it saves to my computer. It's pretty cool. But I've been like trying not to do that just because there's so much screen time. Like, now working from home and everything, you're just staring, at least I am, staring into a computer screen. Like, my eyes hurt. I'm actually recording right now with my eyes closed because they just hurt from staring at the computer all the time, and I don't want to stare at it right now. So that's why I was writing my notes in a notebook, and I can't find the page in the notebook. I'm one of those people that kind of just like opens to a blank page and starts working there. Like, I don't work in chronological order in my notebook. I probably would drive most of you insane, because I just annoyed myself with that trait about myself. Like, I know that that's gonna happen every time that I need something to like be there. It'll be lost in my notebook somewhere because I don't go in chronological order. And I've had this happen and I have not changed my ways. So I guess that's just who I am. Better accept it one of these days. I don't know. I hopefully I will learn from these lessons when it's really important to keep track of what I want to talk about, right? But baseball came back over this weekend, and so that's a pretty big topic. The Rockies were in Texas for five if you count both scrimmage games, right? But scrimmages, not really counting those. The Rockies looked really good in the scrimmages, which was crazy. And then in the first game against Texas, they just did not play great. Their bats weren't swinging. I walked away from the first game of the season honestly pretty positive, because of a few things, right? I know everyone was mad because Nolan wasn't hitting, didn't get a hit. Charlie Blackman didn't get a hit. And that was frustrating because they felt like, you know, or fans feel like the bat should be swinging, right? I get it. I get that that's frustrating. But I'm not worried about Nolan finding his swing. Like, I'm not worried about Nolan, like, finding the ball. Like, he's going to find it, right? Charlie, I think he looks kind of to me like he did at the end of last season. And that's tired, right? I know he did test positive for COVID, but he's denied having any symptoms or it really taking much of a toll on him. He hasn't really ever mentioned in any of the interviews I have seen. So I'm not sure why, but he just doesn't look, he looks kind of like how he did ending last season, in my opinion. I didn't think his swing looked great. And I get that that's frustrating, but that wasn't the whole thing. That whole game doesn't surround that for me. Because I do think Charlie will find his rhythm, you know, and I think part of it also has to do with like finding where he's going to be in the lineup, figuring that out, and kind of giving him some time to get used to it, right? Because he's been the leadoff hitter for forever. Like, probably in his mind, that's how it feels. And it's just different, right? And sometimes we can psych ourselves out when we think that something big is different or something. I used to do that too when I played. Like, if I didn't do one thing the same, I would think that was the thing that made me play bad. But the whole time I would be trying to convince myself in my head that that wasn't really a thing. But I was so distracted that I played bad. So it would, like, be self-inflicted prophecy or something like that. But I do think that I wasn't as impressed with Charlie as I thought I would have been. He didn't look so bad in the field. His legs look good under him, yeah. And Nolan, I'm not worried about at all. I think he will eventually find his swing. I mean, he had a couple of good at-bats. He was still smart at the plate. He walked a couple times, and he had a single right up the line over the second baseman's head. You know, I thought that was a great at-bat. And I also think you have to give credit to guys who know how to get on base via a walk. That's not something that's easy in today's league when you have all these guys throwing 100 miles per hour, right? And being able to see the ball like that is a skill. And so I don't mind if Nolan gets on base via a walk. I get it that that means that he's relying on somebody else to hit him home. And that looks like it's going to be Trevor Story, right? Trevor with two bombs against Texas. Not till the third game, but nobody really was hitting deep in that Globe Life field or whatever. The new field, everyone acted like it was like this crazy thing, this new field. But I don't know. I guess I wasn't that impressed by anything in particular. But nobody seemed to be able to hit a long ball. And then Gallo hits one. And then Trevor Story hits two. So I'm going to just remember Trevor as the first home run ball in Globe Life, even though it was Joey Gallo, which is probably more symbolic for that fan base, right? RockAuto.com is a family business, serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand's specifications and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. It doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, a stay-at-home parent, or you spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable office chair. Everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with Menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy to use roller or shareable squeeze tube. CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation fighting compounds like arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it even easier to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBDMD has to offer, they're offering all our listeners 25% off your next order when you use promo code LOCKEDONMLB at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com. Promo code LOCKEDONMLB for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD. the games overall in Texas against the Rangers made me feel positive because Tapia had a few at-bats that were really positive. I didn't think he was chasing. Tapia always swings at the first pitch, which I don't think is a bad character trait unless it's always in front of it, right? Because it just puts you, it can put you behind, and I don't know if he just gets a high off of that or something. I totally understand that. Like, he likes working from, you know, behind an account, but I thought that he looked better at the plate. I thought he was more patient. He didn't swing or chase. There were a lot of guys that I didn't think were chasing nearly as much, right? Daniel Murphy looked in the first game like he really was the old Daniel Murphy again. And in even if we just get the old Daniel Murphy for half of these 60 games, that'll be a huge boost, right? Ryan McMahon hasn't figured it out just yet, but man, has David Dahl come ready to play this season. He looks great. David Dahl, Trevor Story, they look amazing, right? Trevor, I think, is the best bat that this team happens to have this year. I think he will have the most home runs on this team this season. Even though I really do want Arenado to have a season like that where he does hit an insane number of home runs, I just don't know if he's that guy, that power guy. Obviously, he has a lot of power, but I don't know if he's like, you know, Yelich kind of power or Bellinger kind of power where they're just, that's all they do is hit home runs. Nolan definitely knows how to read a field. I think Nolan knows how to place the ball, and that's equally talented and equally important talent to have on this roster and on any team, right? And of course, Nolan is more known for his glove, which he showed off. He was excited to turn double plays. Trevor Story with an amazing tag out at second base. I mean, he looked phenomenal. I think the toughest thing that we have to keep an eye out for is something that's coming up in the NBA at this point too, which is like soft tissue injuries, right? Soft tissue tears, because when you have been resting for a long amount of time and you haven't necessarily been going at full game speed, right? You can tear things that usually are more ready to play, right? And bruising and things like that can be tougher with this team. That makes me worry about guys like Charlie Blackmon a little bit, guys like Murphy a little bit, you know. But for the most part, this team is full of a roster full of really nice, young, strong guys who seem to have stayed in the gym or on the field at least most of this pandemic. We're getting ready, right? I would say a lot of the guys look like they've lost weight. Daniel Murphy looks thinner. Ryan McMahon looks thinner. Germán Márquez looks thinner. For sure, his gut is down. I'm trying to think who else I really thought stood out to me as thinner. I think David Dahl looks yoked, like he looks ready to hit. I will say, I know I said that Trevor's the best bat on this team this season, and I stand by that. I think Trevor's going to have a phenomenal year, for sure a phenomenal season, even in this short amount of time. I think that's even going to amplify just how good he is, which is going to be too bad if the Rockies want to keep him around for long term. But I do think that David Dahl is like right on his tail. You know, David Dahl's progress has been so fast for a guy who's barely had a full season. You know, he hasn't. I don't think in the 2 years that he's been up, he hasn't really had played a full season. He's only played partial seasons because he's always getting injured. That's going to be super important for him as well, that he not get injured. And especially, you know, with COVID going on, he is at risk as well in that way. So he has a special locker and things like that. I'm sure you guys have checked it out on his Instagram. David Dahl is a great follow on Instagram. So is his wife. They're both hilarious and adorable and expecting a baby, which I was so excited for them. Like, I know that they don't like know me like that or whatever, but I mean, David's always been nice to me, and he recognized me at least at the Nuggets game, and, you know, said hi to me. So I think he would recognize me in public, but I don't know his wife like that necessarily, but just so happy for them. That's so exciting. And their whole little family is so cute with the dogs and everything. He's a great follow. That was probably like the girliest thing or like the most non-sports thing I've ever said on this podcast about David Dull and his wife. But they're so adorable. I can't help it. You guys, don't lie. You think they're adorable too. Super excited for them. Totally sidetracked my conversation. Matt Kemp looks a little rusty. Maybe he needs to pretend he's in Dodger blue or something, but he used to kill us, so I know he's capable of doing it to other teams. You know, hopefully he stayed prepped and ready during this off time as well. And I think the biggest concern I saw, at least after the game, was frustration with Nolan, right? And I think everybody just needs to give him a second, because if Nolan puts enough pressure on himself like that, you know it's going to happen, and you know it's going to be big when it does happen, because he is just that kind of player that's dynamic like that. So I think that he will be fine. Garrett Hampson looks up pretty good. I mentioned Tapia already. Chris Owings, he looks all right. Maybe a little up and down, right? But that's baseball for you. It's a little bit up and down every at bat. I will say the bullpen looks good. Like, I'm very pleased. I don't want to say great, because I don't want to get ahead of myself. It's only been 3 games. But Carlos Estevez got himself out of a jam. Jairo Diaz got himself out of a jam. Wade Davis got himself out of a jam. Now the other side of that is they got themselves in jams as well. So take that with a grain of salt. But they did get out of it, which is probably harder than getting into a jam, right? Getting into a jam as a bullpen pitcher, much easier than getting out of one. And they all three were able to do that. I think that Estevez is going to be a huge guy in this rotation this year. Seems like Buddy's going to go to him often for middle relief. And I really want to see more of Almonte and Tinoco and a couple of the other guys. But no looking back for me. I think this is the way of the future. I think they made a couple good moves. Daniel Bard looks great. He looked great, right? He did a nice job in his couple of innings there the other night, and because of his veteran presence, you know, I think in the bullpen, I think that's just enough to give them some experience, and hopefully he can help some of the young guys get their feet under them, figure out some of that pressure and stuff like that. Although I don't know if those cardboard cutouts are really putting on the pressure too much, but I think the crowd noise sounds really authentic and real, so maybe it does actually give you a little anxiety. I want them to play walk-up songs. Like, why aren't we playing walk-up songs? Or is that just not part of, like, TV broadcasts? And I've been at baseball games so much, I don't remember. I feel like you could hear the walk-up song. Somebody tell me if I'm wrong. But I feel like they should be playing walk-up songs. Or just music throughout the whole thing, you know, like the NBA does. Like, let's get this party started. It's baseball. We're excited. It's finally happening. Tune in tomorrow for an episode on everything I didn't fit into this podcast, including the COVID breakout in Miami and with the Marlins team in Philly. And of course, the national anthem, important topic, dear to my heart. Thanks for listening, guys, to the Locked On Rockies podcast. Your team every day.